I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with KUAR News in Little Rock. This week, a new superintendent for the Little Rock School District is introducing himself to wary staff and parents. It comes amid an ongoing battle about local control. KUAR's Bobby Ampazan was at a recent high school graduation to ask students for their thoughts.
Central High graduates form two lines inside Verizon Arena, about 600 of them, waiting and waiting to make their commencement march. The energy finally spilled over. This is the school's second graduation since the state took control of the Little Rock School District. Even the superintendent giving that night's address was not the same man who will lead the district in the fall.
Yeah, it's just crazy that I've had three superintendents in just 4 years.
That's honors graduate Pranav Kolaru. On his first day of high school 4 years ago, Morris Holmes was the superintendent. The following May, it was interim Marvin Burton. The following year, it was Dexter Suggs. And now, Baker Curris. The state took over the school district halfway through his junior year. Fellow honors graduate Samantha Fish said she considered protesting.
I would hope that we would get more compassion in the bureaucracy of the school system, because right now it really feels like people are trying to run the school system like a business and to treat students like a commodity.
Not everyone felt that way. Joyelle Allen wanted to talk about how much she'll miss her favorite teacher.
Mr. Moore, Kent Moore, I love Kent Moore. I loved him.
What subject was he?
Best man, so he was like the best. I loved him.
You think you'll remember him in 20 years?
Yes, I'm coming back to see him.
Who's the superintendent right now?
I have no idea.
I asked Doug Stavey, an algebra teacher and coach, if that's something kids ask about in the hall.
No, the kids don't know. It doesn't matter. And our principal, Ms. Russo, she doesn't let those things affect the kids.
Any evidence that morale has gone up or down or stayed the same?
As far as the students go?
Yeah.
No, it's unfazed. Now, teacher morale, on the other hand.
At the front of the procession, Superintendent Curris visited with students and staff. It's not about any one leader, he said.
You know, this district should invest its future on the shoulders of any one person. Never, not ever. Stability is important for parents. Students are flexible and resilient and, of course, concerned, I'm sure. But on the other hand, we need stability for the purpose of enrollment.
After arriving this week to begin getting to know district personnel, incoming Superintendent Michael Poor says his welcome so far has been a good one.
I have been received with great support, really, from a variety of different folks saying, well, we want you to do it. We hope you can do this. You better do this. So I think that's kind of the reason I'm taking this on, is that I look at it as a challenge. I look at it as an opportunity. I look at it, there's a tremendous amount of people with passion towards this district that want to see it succeed. So there's elements here to make this thing work.
In the parking lot of the district's headquarters Thursday, Poor handed his wife the keys to their new apartment in Riverdale. She hasn't seen it yet. Poor has prepared what he calls his Superintendent's Listen and Learn Entry Plan. It's everything from meetings to mass mailings to something called a 10-a-day phone communication outreach. That includes calls to students in the district.
You know, the number one challenge that's kind of been presented to me is how can I, as a leader, help this community get back so that it truly is functioning under a local control type setting.
Back at the arena, the week before at Central High's graduation, Curris was asked what's next for him.
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought much about it. I'm going to collect my thoughts after I get done. I'm working hard. I've had a few phone calls, but I'm not considering anything.
Curris is sure this will be the last graduation speech he makes to a Little Rock High School. From the stage, he's saying to them, that's the refrain of the song Glory from the hit movie Selma. Bobby Ampazan, KUAR News.